Now time for a locker room chat with Nemaha Central head coach Glasic. How you doing, coach?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right, so another win in the books, this time defeating Royal Valley 71-15. Overall thoughts on your guys' blowout victory?
I told the kids during pregame, one of our keys was to start fast, and I thought we did just that on defensively. We had multiple three and outs to start the game. And offense, we drove right down the field and scored, which was a nice feeling for our guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys were able to pretty much impose your will all day long. Braden goes for, you went 4 for 4, 149 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So, I mean, talk about how, I mean, literal perfection. I mean, you can't ask for anything more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like you said, that run game sets up the pass game. Obviously, Braden hit Gavin Kane on the go ball on the sideline, then hit Blake Salvor and Wade Leonard twice. Just right down the middle of the field, which was awesome feeling for him. I think that's going to build some confidence for Braden throughout the season.
Absolutely. And your running game certainly was doing its thing as well, with Cooper getting 11 carries for 4 touchdowns and 134 yards. So 2 games, 8 touchdowns for Hike. You got to love that as well.
It's just like you said, he's a tough runner. He's a great kid, but it starts with the old line up front, you know, led by Connor Dieters and the whole staff with those 3 new guys. I feel like every week we're getting more physical and better up front, which obviously helps out Cooper.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more from Coach Glasic just after this. Back here with Coach Glasic here on Locker Room Chat, head coach of Nemaha Central, talking about the defense in their 71-15 win against Royal Valley. And overall, I mean, a fantastic day for a lot of guys, top to bottom. What were some things that you really liked from your defense this past week?
It's just like you said, our defense flew around all night. It's just like I mentioned earlier, we had 5 3 and outs, which set up our offense for multiple scores in that first half. I'm definitely seeing a difference between week 1 and week 2 on our defense with flying around on the game field there.
And you guys got a big game coming up this week against the cause of Perry LeCompton, who have had a pretty interesting season so far. They had a tough loss to start things out, but then came back with a win against Riverside, and now they go to your guys' place for a road game. Tell us what you know about the cause this season.
Yeah, we saw him during a jamboree there. Coach Mike Paramore, he does a great job there. Obviously, he's been there for a long time, and that's what I told the kids yesterday. I think Coach Paramore is definitely going to have it ready, especially being our homecoming game, which obviously creates a different target on our back for Friday night.
And it's a league game as well. And tell us how important it is to get some of these wins that mean so much, not just for the season, but just for your kids in terms of having bragging rights about some of these kids they played against for so long.
During the first football meeting, our seniors kind of sat down with some goals, and winning the Big 7 regular season was definitely the first goal, and then it continues on to the playoffs and throughout the year.
All right, Coach Glasic, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this Friday against the cause.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Nemaha Thunder High School football coach Michael Glasic, off to a very solid start. They are 2-0 on the season after going on the road and beating Holton, defeating the Wildcats 35-28, and then last week beating Royal Valley 71-15. They get the Perry LeCompton cause this Friday, and they go back on the road to take on Horton next week. They are currently 2-0 in the Big 7 Conference. They have another Big 7 matchup this week, and then district play just right around the corner. Can't wait to see how Coach Glasic and the kids do this season. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.